This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal civil rights trial started in Denver Monday. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on a case that could change how police respond to protests.
More than a dozen protesters say Denver police violated their rights by using weapons like rubber bullets and tear gas to curb protests over George Floyd's death in 2020. Mark Silverstein is legal director of the ACLU of Colorado, which is representing the plaintiffs.
The correct police response is not to clear the streets or shoot pepper balls or use tear gas against everyone. Their job is to protect the rights of those who are demonstrating peacefully and legally.
DPD's lawyers are expected to argue that the officers' actions were in the interest of public safety. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A man was sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in a protest 2 years ago. In July of 2020, protesters converged on city buildings in Aurora and caused close to $75,000 worth of damage. Jordan White was seen on surveillance video wearing military-style gear and throwing lit fireworks into buildings through broken windows. He pleaded guilty to arson and inciting a riot. The federal government is giving Denver's transit agency another $53 million in pandemic relief money. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The boost will help the regional transportation district run its buses and trains more often and in more places. RTD has been running only about 70% of its pre-pandemic service in recent years. Now, the extra federal bump will help RTD get that figure up to about 85%. RTD will need to staff up before that can happen, though. It is close to finalizing a new contract that could mean big raises for frontline workers, including drivers and mechanics. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's COVID numbers are improving. The state reports 265 people in the hospital with COVID Monday. That's down by more than 1,400 since the Omicron peak in January. It's turning cloudy over Metro Denver with snow across the state tomorrow. This is CPR News.